message today. I'm in a series called Driven. Jesus Christ was driven. We saw that last week. He was driven, we said three things, by His compassion or by His love, by His condescension, that means His humility, and by His courage or His strength. That drove Jesus Christ. He set His face as it were a flint towards Jerusalem, even though He knew He would be killed. He was God. He knew what would be happening. But He went on anyway for us. And He had courage. He had strength. He was driven. The word driven means compelled, motivated, energized. That was Jesus Christ. That's what I want in my life. I want to be driven. Amen? And you know what? There is something that drives me. And that's our message today. Let's go with it, Raj, on the big screen. What drives a Christian? What is it that drives? Can you say that with me? What drives Christian? What should drive a Christian? Now, I need your help here. If you've been relaxing and just enjoying the singing and sitting back, sit up, let's go, we're ready to roll. Amen? Come on. Here we go. So what is it that drives a Christian? And Rod's moving. Or, what is it that drives me? That's what I was thinking of when I put this message together. What is it that drives me? What runs my engine? What runs my engine right here? What does it? Let's look at it. What keeps me doing what I'm doing? I've been preaching now for about 22 years or something. I don't know. It's been a while. How do you keep doing it? Why do you keep doing it? What makes you keep doing it? Well, I'll give you the answer in just a second. What drives my choices I make? My decisions. Now, I want you to think about this in your life as well. But I want you to think about it. My work ethic. Keep moving. What drives me on how I spend my time? On how I give my money? What is it that drives me? What is it that drives the Christian? We're going to look at it today. What is it? I thought about it, and here's the deal. What is it that drives me? What is it that should drive the Christian? Now, I'm just going to tell you straight up. If anything else drives you, you're wrong. Okay? You're wrong. This is it. This is what drives me, and this is what should drive every Christian. Look up, Raj. It's the death of Jesus Christ on the cross and His resurrection from the dead 3 days later.
That's good.
That's it right there. Let's say it together. Come on. What drives me? Say that with me. What drives me? Say it now. It is the death of Jesus Christ on the cross and His resurrection from the dead 3 days later. Let's do it one more time. Just so we'll get it down. What drives me? Say it with me. It is the death of Jesus Christ on the cross and His resurrection from the dead 3 days later. I just want to tell you something. If you go to church, or you're a Christian because Miss Sister Sweet So-and-So is there, and she's just so nice at that church, and that's why I'm a Christian, that's why I go to that church. Miss Sister So-and-So might not always be there. And Mr. Sister So-and-So might turn into be mean as a snake one day. I met him. Fine. It happens. Listen to me. Listen. If we hang our head on anything else, we're going to be disappointed. Why do so many people quit? Oh, they start up, well, they're running great. Then they quit. Why? Because they're hanging a hat somewhere else. Other than on the death of Jesus Christ on that cross and His resurrection from the dead 3 days later. See, if you hang it on that, friend, that's always going to be good.
Good.
That's always good. See, that's a ticket to ride. That's a ticket out of here. That's a ticket to take you where you need to go. Right there. Believing in that. That is what drives me. And any time I find in my life that I get off of that, I'm wrong. And I get disappointed. I get sidetracked. So, let's talk about it today. The message. What drives me or what drives the Christian? The death of Jesus Christ on the cross, His resurrection 3 days later from the dead, is the essential for Christianity and for our personal faith. Friend, you need to learn to stand on that. You need to stand so hard on that, it ain't even funny. When people come along with some other cockamamie idea, you ain't moving. Amen? Son. I'm talking about, that's what I'm talking about. That is the essential thing in our faith. It's funny when I talk to people. I meet people. Somebody wanted to introduce me to somebody yesterday. First word out of it, I mean, he could say anything. First word he wanted to tell me, he said, I'm a deacon. And then the second thing he says, what Bible do you use? I wish he'd have said, Do you love Jesus? Amen?
Yeah.
Do you praise the Lord? Do you live for Jesus Christ? We get so sidetracked on such stupid issues and things, I think, anyway, personally, we should be all about the death of Christ on the cross and His resurrection from the dead. That's what I see over and over and over again in my Bible. And that's the thing that has helped me in my own life to keep on plugging. Amen.
Good.
So let's talk about it today. We're going to get somewhere sometime. His death and resurrection, listen to me, are specifically mentioned 175 times in the New Testament. Your New Testament has 27 books in it. And some of those books are real tiny. And you know the New Testament's not near as big as the Old Testament, right? Okay, so you've got that. You've got His death and resurrection mentioned 175 times in your New Testament. Keep moving. The last 3 days of Jesus' life, His resurrection, His life and resurrection make up 1/5 of your New Testament. Pretty important, huh? You might think, well, 1/5 isn't that much. It's a whole lot when you got Him coming from heaven to earth. When you got Him doing all the stuff He was doing, that's in there. When you got the church starting up, amen, you got all the disciples, you got Paul going everywhere and starting church everywhere. 1/5 is about His death, the last 3 days of His life. The last 3 days of His life. 1/5 of your New Testament. So where should we be hanging our hats? Say, somebody help me. On that. On His death on that cross and on His resurrection. And isn't it funny? Satan knows where to hit, doesn't he? Where does Satan attack? He attacks the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. He attacks His resurrection. Next week we're starting a brand new series called Debunking Da Vinci. Okay? Debunking Da Vinci. Man, they got Jesus Christ not raising from the dead. They got Him swooning somehow, coming out of the tomb, I guess. And He goes and marries Mary Magdalene. I said it last week. I certainly, that's pretty stupid to think that the God of heaven came in the form of the Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth just so He could marry Mary Magdalene. And have you seen what the woman looked like? At least the way they paint her? Come on! Give me a break. I knew if I said that, I'd be saying something like that. But anyway, come on! Jesus Christ came from heaven's glory, born on this earth, died on the cross, rose from the dead so you could live.
Good.
That's why He came.
Yeah.
Not so He could marry Mary Magdalene or something. That's crazy. You know, listen, He was born to die so we could live. Say that with me. Jesus was born to die so we could live. One more time. He was born to die so we
could live.
That's what it's all about. That's what we need to remember. That's what we need to be focusing on. Are you hearing me today? I don't know if I've ever heard of a church split. Ever. Over a church not believing in Jesus dying on the cross and His resurrection from the dead. Now, I've heard them split over the choir sang too loud.
Yeah.
I've heard them split over the minister parted his hair the wrong way. My home church back home split because deacons started having beards. Believe it or not, true story. Listen to me, friend. If we hang it on this right here, we're going to be good to go. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, the death on the cross, His resurrection from the dead 3 days later. Without the death of Jesus on the cross and His bodily resurrection, there is no purpose to our faith or for our faith. What we believe is absolutely useless, doesn't do a bit of good if Jesus didn't die on that cross and raise from the dead. Everything we believe is in vain. It's futility. It's the one thing that we must believe. It's the one thing that holds everything together. It is it. And we need to focus on that. That's what drives me. And that's what I ask God in my life to help me stay focused on, to keep driving me that way. I'm going down the road, Robert. Got some signs for you today. Some signs. Okay? And don't get spooky. I ain't got them kind of signs. All right? Ooh, some signs. No. I got you some street signs. All right? Here we go. Driven. What drives me? Can you say that with me? One way. There's one way to heaven. There's one way to get your sins forgiven. Let's look at it. One way, one way, one way. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I hope when you ride down the road sometime and you see a one-way sign, you go, that's the way it is. Jesus right there. One way. That's it. You know what? One way. That's it. Only way. Let's look at another scripture. John 11:25-26. Jesus speaking. He said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? You believe that? Believe in Jesus Christ? You believe because you believe in him, you'll never die. I'm not talking about die physical death, but die eternally in a place called hell. You're going to live forever if you believe in Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. One way, the only way. Let's look at another sign. Everything else is wrong way. You hear me today? Everything else is wrong way. You know what I was doing the other day, Jared? I was coming from the beach. Okay? You know how you come from the beach over here. I come over Tom Adams Bridge. I'm in my lane. You understand? I'm coming like I'm coming to the stoplight. But there was another lady at the stoplight in the left-hand turn lane. And you know when you turn left, you got to go on over and go on down your lane. The lady turned immediately. She's coming down my lane. Wrong way, lady. You know what I could do? I could have stayed going right at her. She didn't see me. I'd have been hit head on. I just pulled over there and whatever's over there. There's little shops right over there. The Red Pelican or something. I pulled right in there. And she just went on her merry way. Never knew she was going the wrong way. It's rough. It's funny. Listen to me. It's funny. Listen. We will not drive like that. We will not drive on the wrong side of the street. And not really, unless we ain't all together there. But we won't drive like that. But we'll do that when it comes to our faith. So many crazy ideas floating around out there about our faith. And every other way except Jesus Christ is the wrong way.
Right.
If people drove their cars like they're driving their faith, there'd be some serious accidents. You know what I'm saying? Wrong way. Anything other than Jesus is the wrong way. Here's what Jesus said. Jesus, I think, at times was a lot uglier than I was. Look at this one. Look at this. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10, great verse. The thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Say it with me. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. You know what Jesus said? He said, any other way is a wrong way. He said, I am the only way to heaven. That's what Jesus Christ said. Are you hearing that today? He didn't just say that. He said, any other way. If anybody says there's another way, they're a thief and a robber. I might get killed over it, but listen, Mohammed ain't the way. Okay? Mohammed ain't the way. Mohammed is the wrong way. Allah isn't God. Allah is not the God. That's the wrong way. Well, I can't believe you talk like that, Pastor Clark. Listen, that's what the Bible teaches.
Amen.
There's one way. And if it costs, it's funny. It's interesting. It is costing people their lives in this world today. People that stand for Jesus Christ and say just what I just said in parts of Africa and the Middle East would be killed for saying it. And so we're cowards. And we cower back and we change our theology and we start going down a whole wrong way to say, well, God, He's a great God and He'll permit all these other people to come up to heaven some other way. What did Jesus say? Every other way. Help, if you remember, is a thief and a robber. Say that one. Is a thief and a robber. He wrote the book. I didn't. But here's the thing. He's the judge. He's the one we're going to stand before. And it's not going to fly, well, so-and-so said this and that and so I can get in. Huh? I never knew you. Depart from me. That's what Jesus said. Everything else is a wrong way, friend. So the cross, the resurrection, is what drives us. Dead end. Dead end. Pop our scripture up. You can believe what you want to. It's a free country. But guess what? One day you're going to hit a dead end. You're not going to live forever. And one day, here's what the Bible says. Read it with me. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the what? Dead end. I lived on River Road growing up. And it was a long time before I knew I lived on River Road.
I thought I lived on Dead End Street. I did, Tara. I'm sorry. I was just a little ignorant child. Look at him nodding his head. Yeah, you were. Because Dead End was at the beginning of the road. You know, when you come down the street, Dead End. People ask me where they go. Dead End Street. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what was that sign. Anyway, listen, if we don't have our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, if we're trusting in anything else, Jesus said it's a thief and robber. Listen, anything else is a dead end. Anything is a dead end. Do you have that in your mind or no? You got that settled in your heart today? I really encourage you to do that. That's what this Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, gives me that chance to just really, let's hammer that thing home again. Amen? That's what drives us. Everything else is a dead end. Let's keep moving. Detour. That's where so much of the church is today. They're on a detour. Let's see what the Bible says. Galatians 1:6, Paul writing, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto what? Another gospel. We had one come out about 2 weeks ago, didn't we? The gospel of Judas. Now Judas is Jesus' best friend. Friend, you can always find something new and fancy out there to get you to move and get you going down another rabbit trail and get you on a detour. And that was happening with the Gnostics here in the book of Galatians. The same people, by the way, that wrote the book of Judas and about 30 other books just like it. It's nothing new. They were doing it during that time. People hate Jesus Christ. People hate that He's the Son of the living God. People hate the fact that He says, I'm the way, the truth, the life. People hate the fact that He says, there's no other way up to heaven but by me.
Yeah.
We hate that in our spirit until we humble ourselves. Paul said, I marvel that you're on this detour. But he said, it's not another gospel. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Get off the detour. Get on the path. Get on the right road. Jesus said, I am the way, the one way. Don't get on the wrong way. Don't get on a detour. You're not going to be driven for Christ if you do that. Somebody tell me what that sign is.
Slippery.
Look at the scripture. Watch out for this thing. Hebrews 2:1. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them what?
Slip.
Buddy, let me tell you something. The thing that ought to drive your engine, that drives my engine, is the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. His resurrection 3 days later. I don't want anything. You put that right in there. You put that in the transmission. It ain't going to slip. Are you hearing me? It's going to drive you fine. You hang it right there. People will criticize you. People will make fun of you. Fine. That's okay. You've always got the anchor of the book, the living word of God to say, but this is what it says, ma'am. Okay? And I believe the Bible. Hang it there. Let's look at another sign. Hebrews 2:3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? How shall we escape if we neglect that cross that He died on? If we neglect that He rose from the dead? He said, you've got to believe in that if you're going to get to me, get your sins forgiven. How shall we escape? There is no escape. If we neglect this great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, as was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him. Verse 9, we see Jesus. He was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. He was crowned with glory and honor that by the grace of God, and by the grace of God, He should taste death for every man. How can we get to heaven? How can we get our sins forgiven if we neglect what He's done for us? There's no way. That's what the Bible teaches. It's a slippery road to nowhere, down a cliff. Danger! Can you say that with me? Help me here. Danger! You're in dangerous territory. If you're getting off anywhere other than Jesus Christ. Let's look at it. John 3:16. Child can understand this, can't he? Look at it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Look at another verse. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. Danger, watch. He that believes not is condemned already. People that think somehow, but Sister So-and-so is so sweet. Are you telling me there's a place called hell that people are going to go when they don't trust Jesus as their Savior? Yes, that's what the Bible teaches. Why? Because they're condemned already. We're born in sin.
Right.
We're all sinners. Can we get amen on that?
Amen.
We're all sinners.
Right.
We're condemned already. We've got to believe in Jesus Christ to get to heaven, have our sins forgiven. Otherwise, I'm telling you, danger, 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 danger. What drives you? I'm telling you, if you're driving down the road, I know it's a crazy message, but if you're driving down the road of life and you see a danger sign, then you're going to take some heed, aren't you? It's funny how with our faith we're very reckless. We need to listen to what God says. Pop another sign. Here's up here, Revelation 20:15. This ought to scare us. Whosoever is not found written in the book of life was what? Cast into the lake of fire. That's the Bible. That's what the Bible teaches. Another sign. Boom. What's this one? We don't have no sign. Caution! There it is. Caution sign. And we're almost done this morning. Let's look at a caution. We know what that means. Watch out. Beware. Anything else that drives your faith other than the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is going to cause you to wreck. Anything else is going to cause you to wreck. Let's look at the scripture. There's one that just is so clear. 1 Timothy 15:20. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, Timothy. Holding faith, Timothy. Caution, hold on, Timothy, to what you believe in the death of Christ, his resurrection, and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made what? Wreck! Made a wreck out of their faith. And he even names the dudes, Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. It's so important. We need to really anchor our faith today. If I can do anything for you, is I want you to really be encouraged to be solid in your faith in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. This is a great passage of scripture. I encourage you to read that sometime, but because of time, we're going to move on. Galatians 1:1-10. Talk about that same scripture about where any other gospel let them be accursed. Finally today, let's look. That's a green light, by the way. That's a green light. Okay, let's look and see what the green lights say for us. Because I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me and that he resurrected from the dead 3 days later, here's some things I get out of that. I said it this morning at the early service. I'm going to say it real fast. Real quick, Raj, we're moving. Because I believe in Jesus Christ's death on the cross, because I believe in his resurrection, this drives me. But there's some things I get. Because of that, I'm saved. Can you say that with me? I am saved. Because you believe in his death, because you believe in his resurrection, you're saved. Anything else and you're not saved. But you don't understand, preacher. I'm a good person. I don't care. You're not saved unless you believe in his death on the cross and his resurrection. How do you know that, man? The Bible. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, say it with me. And shall believe in your what? Heart that God raised him from the what? Dead. Thou shalt be what? Saved. Bottom line. Because I believe in his death and resurrection, I'm saved. Let's look at another one, right? Let's just move. Keep moving. Number two, I have eternal life. Say that with me. I have eternal life. Because of his death and resurrection, because I believe it, I've got eternal life. 1 John 5, and this is the record, that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has what? Life. And he that has not the Son of God has not life. I'm going to live forever. I have that because of the cross and the resurrection today. I'm a new creation. Say that with me. I'm a new creation. I'm a new creation because of his death on the cross and his resurrection. Because I believe in that. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's why this is so vital. This drives my life. This runs my engine. His death and resurrection. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ lives in me, and the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm a new creation. Next, I can make it. Say that with me. I can make it. Because of his death, because of his resurrection, Gary Clark can make it. I can make it 12 years ago when I got news my mother was murdered. It killed me. But guess what? I'm still here. I'm still making it. And we got a lot of people in this room today. You've gone through pain. You've gone through problems. But you've humbled yourself. You wouldn't say it's about your own, you know, pride, what you can do. You give the credit to the Lord because you knew you were that close to suicide. Good. You were that close to just ending it all. But you made it, didn't you? Amen? You made it. Hallelujah. I can make it! because I believe in his death, because I believe in his resurrection, not because Sister So-and-so is real nice to me. I love people being nice. I want people to be nice. Let's visit this church, okay? But I can't anchor my faith to them. I can't anchor my faith to you. As much as I love you, I can't anchor my faith to you. Does that make any sense saying?
Amen.
I can't anchor my faith to you. Don't anchor your faith to me. I will let you down. I will disappoint you. I will get angry. I will get ugly. Right, Joy? I can hurt you by my actions. Don't anchor your faith in me. Do you hear me today? Don't anchor your faith in your spouse. A lot of people have done that. They're just devastated today because things happen. Terrible things happen. Don't do that. Anchor your faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And you can make it. If I hook to him, I'm on the ride, baby. You hear me? He drives me. It's what drives me. Keeps me going. Last thing. We know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Woo! Last one. Because of that cross. Because of his resurrection. Because I believe in that, I can worship the God of heaven.
Amen.
Little old me from Rockingham, nowhere, North Carolina. And I feel bad Bucky got kicked off. Bucky was on American Idol. He got kicked off. Had a phone call from a lady in Georgia. In Georgia, called me on the phone the other day. She said, yeah, I'm in Georgia. I just felt so bad for you. Bucky got kicked off. I said, I didn't think he could sing anyway. I'm just rooting for him, but he was working at it. Listen, how can I worship God? Me from little nowhere in Rockingham, North Carolina. I can worship God because of the cross. I can worship God because of the resurrection. I am in Christ. And I can worship God because I made a choice to ask him into my life. Amen. Does that make sense to you? Anything else you can't worship? If you're tying your faith to this sister so-and-so, if you're trying to do this way or the other, position, what power, you can't worship. You can worship when you put your faith in him.
Good.
And him alone. We worship him. God has highly exalted him. He's given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Are we done? I'm victorious. Wow. Last, put it on the verse, the end of it, right? Throw it to the very end. Thank you. This isn't going to make a very good video, is it, buddy? Sorry about that. There's another scripture after that. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm a winner. Can you say that? I am a winner. One more time. I am a winner. You're not a winner because you're so clever. You're not a winner because you have done everything right. You're not a winner like that. But you're a winner if you're in Jesus Christ. Did you hear me today?
Yeah.
You're a winner. We've said it before. I've read the back of the book and who wins? We win. Amen? Heaven's our home. Our sins are forgiven.
Yeah.
I'm a winner in Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. You're not in Christ, you're a loser.
Yeah.
You lose, man. You might do all right on this earth, but in the end, you're going to lose it all. You gain the whole world, the Bible says, and lose your own what?
Soul.
Be a winner. You can be a winner in Jesus Christ. Three last signs. Stop believing in anything else other than Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me today? Stop it. Well, I learned it this way up north. Who cares? That's not going to fly when you get to stand before God. I learned it this way out north. Huh? Ain't going to fly. Stop believing anything else other than Jesus Christ's death and his resurrection. Stop it. When you see a stop sign, I hope you'll know I've got to stop that. I've got to believe in him and him alone. Look at the next sign. Yield. I know we've learned things. I know we've been brought. We've heard these things. Listen, but why don't you yield your will to his will? Say, why don't you say to him, I'm wrong. I am am a sinner. I have to accept what you did on that cross. I have to accept your resurrection. And anything else I've ever believed is wrong.
Yeah.
I am wrong. I yield to you, Lord. I yield to you, Lord, because I'm wrong. Does that make any sense to anybody other than me? Yield to Him. Last one is this. Exit. Do it before you out of here. Do it before it's too late and you're on that ramp going to nowhere. You hear me? Do it before God calls your number. Do it before you exit. Are you listening today? Why not do it today? You're in this building today.
Yeah.
Why not do it today before you leave? There's an exit sign right at that door. Why don't you ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior today before you go under that exit sign? Why don't you do that today? What keeps you from doing that? Why not do that today? Can you think you might could do that today? Amen? How many in this room would be pleased if several people do that today? Come on.